This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes five times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not so much here. 744, 16 till 8. Highs today near 70. Same for tomorrow. Difference is tomorrow you're going to have an 80% chance for showers for Christmas Day. Unfortunately, it works out that way. But they're saying the showers could be passing and not necessarily a washout. You might hit one and miss one. Then the highs of 72 on Thursday, 76 on Friday, 75 on Saturday. Chance for rain both Friday and Saturday. Then dries out for Sunday. Sunday 71 for a high, 74 Monday. Then as we get to New Year's Eve and fireworks, New Year's Eve should be dry, highs of 73. Then it turns cooler for the first and second of the year, and then in the 60s through the 7th. Ted Rossman joins us now. Our friend, the Bankrate senior industry analyst, talk about credit card rewards and money left on a table. Good morning, Ted. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. Happy holidays to you.
Yeah, same to you. Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about these rewards. I charge everything on a credit card. Then I use the points that I get as a payment. So before we talk about leaving them on a table, let's talk about most effective use of those rewards. I don't want a blender. I don't want a toaster. I don't want a whatever. I use those points, and I forgot exactly how it turns out, to make like a payment when they get to be a sizable amount. Is there a better use for rewards points than that?
I can tell you that travel is often the most lucrative, but it's also the most complicated. So for that reason, cash back is actually Americans' favorite credit card reward. It's very simple. It's universal. You could get something like a 2%, no annual fee, cash back card. Just apply that as a statement credit or get that deposited into your bank account. That's very universally appealing. You could do better than that with certain airline cards, but it's more complicated.
I have a Chase Rewards, and I think I'm going to get like 70,000 points is worth $700. That makes sense?
It does. Yeah, that's a 1 cent per point or mile valuation, which is pretty common on cash back cards. Now, these are currencies. We should think of them that way. So, you know, whatever the airline is, the hotel, the credit card program, they all have different values. Maybe you can get 1.5 cents per point or mile with certain redemptions. The real fun is if you really exploit some of the loopholes in these programs. People who know what they're doing can sometimes get up to about 8 cents per point or mile. Now, that's really the high end, and it's not like you can do that all the time. But if you can find an $8,000 international first-class airline ticket for 100,000 points or miles, there are people who really treat this like a game. It is complicated, though, and that's why for most people it's better to just go with cash back. But you know what? The worst reward is nothing at all, and it pains me to say that 1 in 4 rewards cardholders didn't get any value over the past year because they didn't redeem anything. That's really the missed opportunity.
Once you earn them, Ted, is the clock ticking on rewards? Do they go away? How long do you have to redeem them? Or does it depend card to card?
It depends on the program. Credit card rewards don't typically expire as long as you're in good standing with the card issuer. So a good tip there is, well, one, don't go afoul of the rules by paying late or something. But also, if you ever happen to close a card, use the rewards before you close it. Airline and hotel points and miles, those do tend to expire. It depends on the program. Hotel points often expire within a year. Airlines, maybe they give you a year or two. Sometimes they don't expire. But especially with those travel providers, that's where you're more likely to see an expiration than on a credit card.
Let's talk about... If we can, Are there better cards than others in terms of cash back, or does it depend on your credit rating?
Generally speaking, when it comes to rewards, we are looking for people with better credit. So it doesn't have to be top notch, but maybe at least pretty good. You know, maybe at least a credit score of 670 or better, good to excellent credit. You have to pay in full, by the way, for this to be worth it. It doesn't make sense to pay 20% interest to get 2 or 3 or 4% in cash back or airline miles. Half of cardholders pay in full every month. So we're really talking to them. I'm a big fan of no annual fee, 2% cash back cards as actually a surprisingly hard option to beat for the most people. You know, it doesn't get as many headlines as the Amex Platinum or the Chase Sapphire Reserve. Those are fancy travel cards that are going to get you into the airport lounge. And they have great benefits too, but they also have hefty annual fees, you know, several hundred dollars a year. I would say a 2% cash back card, the Wells Fargo Active Cash, the Citi Double Cash, something like that really has mass appeal.
Can a credit card company, and this just struck me as you talked about closing the card or if you have points, can they seize the points and apply it to a payment if you're late?
They can definitely take the points away. I actually don't think it gets applied to the payment, so it's kind of a double whammy. It's like you still owe the payment and you can lose the rewards. You can lose rewards if you go delinquent. And, you know, that's something that we want to ward against. The credit card delinquency rate's actually at its highest point since 2011. So the credit card market has had an interesting year. Now, there's still tremendous value there if you're among those who pay in full. But if you are somebody who's getting into trouble, you know, honestly, maybe it makes sense to stick to cash or debit. You don't want to dig the hole any deeper. You know, I mentioned the average credit card rate is about 20%. This is why people say credit cards are like power tools. They can be really useful or dangerous. It's all about how you use them. I mean, sadly, there are people falling behind and racking up a lot of debt. The average credit card balance is $6,400, according to TransUnion. But then you have the other half of cardholders who pay in full. They don't owe interest. They're getting tremendous benefits. It really is this proverbial tale of two cities.
I'm going to tell a story myself here, Ted, about 10 years ago, going through a not pleasant divorce. I tried to, and I was going to a person's house, and I tried to charge $50 of bakery items, and I was over my limit. I don't think I've ever had a lower point in my life. Those days are behind me, thank God. But it can get out of hand quickly, especially if you're going through some kind of life-changing event like that. I'm surprised the IRS hasn't started nosing around these cashback points, have they?
Credit card rewards are not taxable because it's viewed as a rebate on spending. That's the legal technicality. So you don't have to pay taxes on these. One related sort of exception I'll say is if you get money for opening a new bank account or something like that, that typically is taxable, but that's a little bit of a different case. I mean, it's a different rewards example, but you know, sometimes they say open this new bank account and if you keep, I don't know, $5,000 in there for 3 months, we'll give you like a $200 bonus. That sort of thing is taxable, but credit card rewards are not because it's viewed as a rebate on spending. So that's the technicality that gets us around the taxes.
All right, let me take a break. We'll go through Reward Redemption 101 when we come back. We're talking to our friend Ted Rossman, who is the Bankrate senior industry analyst. Nearly 1 in 4 credit card rewards holders left free money on the table in 2024. You don't want that to happen. 752 traffic now, WWL. 7:56, 4 till 8, Tommy Tucker, Christmas Eve, talking to Ted Rossman, Bankrate senior industry analyst. Nearly 1 in 4 credit card rewards holders leave free money on a table. So what's like the best way to take advantage of these credit card rewards? How do consumers who might be one of these four go about it, Ted?
People who really play the game, and it is a game, by the way, to some. I mean, I know people who have 30 credit cards that have great credit and get great benefits. You don't want to get there overnight. Don't open too many cards in short order. I wouldn't open more than a couple a year. But people who really gamify this go to the travel side of things. There's a website called The Points Guy that's owned by the same parent company as my organization. And, you know, they really go deep into the rabbit hole of all these transfer partners. And, you know, international first class airfare is really where the biggest bang for your buck. comes in. That's where instead of that standard 1 cent per point that you might get for cash back, I mean, this is where people are getting 6, 7, 8 cents per point or mile. They're getting an $8,000 airline ticket for 100,000 points. You can sometimes get 100,000 points just for signing up for the right credit card. So that's a related bit of advice is, you know, yeah, it's great to earn from your everyday spending, but those sign-up bonuses can be huge. If you smartly sign up for those, you know, maybe one or two cards a year that are really targeted at categories in which you spend money and you get great rewards, that could go a long way.
And thoughts heading into the new year about credit card debt and getting out of it if you're already in it?
If you have credit card debt, forget about rewards for now. You really want to prioritize your interest rate. Don't pay 20 or 30% to get a lot less than that in rewards. Get a 0% balance transfer card. It may not have rewards, but a card like the Wells Fargo Reflect or the Citi Simplicity that offers 21 months with no interest, that's a huge tailwind for paying down your debt. Credit card rates have only backed off a little bit from record highs seen earlier this year. And credit card balances are at record highs. They're up 51% from the beginning of 2021. A lot of people are wrestling with credit card debt. I would point you to the balance transfer card or nonprofit credit counseling. A firm like Money Management International or GreenPath, they can really help you out negotiating something like a 7 or 8% rate over 4 or 5 years and walking you through the payoff process.
For people that do find themselves in a life-changing situation like I did 10 years ago, Ted, and thankfully, hope, praise God, I'll never do that again or wind up in that situation again, what advice would you give them if they do find themselves in a situation where the only thing they can do is run up the credit card? Are there other options?
There are, yeah. The balance transfer approach is really for people with better credit. So I would say if you're in a distressing situation, nonprofit credit counseling definitely still comes to the top of the list. Call somebody like Money Management International or ask your card company for a hardship benefit. Sometimes they'll waive some interest or fees or let you skip a payment. Ask the card company if they can give you a break.
The other thing I would suggest is not getting divorced. Thank you, Ted.
Thank you for having me. Merry Christmas.
Same to you, sir. I appreciate your time. Ted Rossman, Bankrate Senior Industry Analyst. What's that old country song, Cheaper to Keeper? We'll take a break. We come back. We're going to talk about the bonfires in St. James Parish. We always like to do this every year, give you a user-friendly look at this. We'll talk to St. James Sheriff Claude Lewis at 808. And get the lowdown on the bonfires this evening in St. James Parish, where to park, how to get there, how to see them, et cetera, because I think a lot of people like to see them or want to see them, but they're hesitant because they don't know about the drive-in and this and that and the other thing. So we'll walk you through that. Then we'll talk to Ronald Surpass. A lot coming up. WWL.